Hi, friend. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance your brain is already doing a lot of thinking, planning, overthinking, maybe even stressing out before the day really gets going. That's exactly why I created the Takeout Therapy app. It gives you the simple, therapist-guided tools that you can use in real time, so when your mind starts to spiral, you already kind of know what to do. If you want a calmer way to move through your day, the link is in the show notes, and you can always find my resources at takeouttherapy.com. In this episode, you'll discover what emotional exhaustion really looks like in everyday life and how to start reclaiming your energy without disappearing from your relationships. Welcome to Takeout Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and therapist helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com any old time for free resources and more information about how to work with me. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get to it. Well, hello, friend. I'm so happy you stopped in today. In this episode, you're going to discover how emotional exhaustion quietly shows up as a red flag for burnout, why it has absolutely nothing to do with your weakness or lack of resilience, and I'll give you a simple way to recognize your own limits without the whole shame thing around it. You know, most people don't realize that they're completely exhausted emotionally until they actually have their face in the wall. You know what I'm saying? This episode is going to help you understand the signs of overwhelm and exhaustion and burnout before you crash. So today, I want to help you look at what emotional exhaustion actually feels like and looks like in your life every single day. Have you ever been emotionally exhausted? I'll describe to you what it looks like and feels like and see if you can relate. You start avoiding conversations because basically you just don't have the energy or the motivation or the interest, otherwise known as the capacity, to do conversations, especially if they're boring or topical. Sometimes the small decisions that are typically pretty streamlined and perhaps even simple feel really, really unusually heavy. And perhaps the thought of one more obligation makes you feel like you want to put a fork in your eye, you know? Like there's a physical response to things getting put on the list. Yeah, thinner patience than usual, maybe feeling touched out or completely talked out. I sometimes say, all done interacting. And my husband knows exactly what I mean by that. We all try to push through life, but everything starts to feel so much more effortful. And a lot of people come to see me to try to fix this situation feeling like I'm depressed. I'm like really sad. I'm completely unmotivated. I am exhausted in a way that feels untouchable, really not solvable. Have you ever felt like this? When it goes on for too long, I think generally most people just shut down or lose it all together, you know? That's when we like head to the doctor or get a little out of hand. We start to say a bunch of stuff we don't mean because we're having trouble controlling our emotional life. We just kind of go silent or quiet a lot of times because that makes things easier in our relationships. Perhaps we struggle to concentrate on things. The brain can't do all this stuff at one time, so it just starts shutting parts down. As I'm going through all these things, it's easy to see how people might feel ashamed of where they're at with their level of overwhelm, how reactive they've become in their lives. I mean, if we think about the holiday season, oh, please, right? Even the stuff that's supposed to feel fun starts feeling like another thing on the list. And all the gatherings, we've talked about that, they feel like a lot of work. It seems like everybody kind of wants something from you, and you just have nothing left to give. I think we all need a little relief, don't you? I think we all need space and to reset our capacity for this life. We need more bandwidth, friends. We all just need to get like back in our feet where we can feel really steady again. Wouldn't it be nice to getting back to just being you instead of like the drained and exhausted and overwhelmed version of you? I know you want the ability to show up without giving up your life for it. You know, I remember in 2021, as things were kind of getting back to normal, and we took a couple weeks of a trip, and I was sitting on the beach on the East Coast, and I realized, like, I had been chasing tiredness for a long time. I'd been like, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. But what was really happening was that I was just burned out. I had been working too hard, not taking enough breaks, not allowing myself into my life in a lot of ways. I was taking care of everybody else, of course. I think that's when I took one of my big breaks. I won't make you do that. You don't have to quit your job or disappear from your life altogether. That's my burnout cycle, friend. What you can do is pretty simple, actually. All you really have to do is just continue to learn the skill of naming it. Just say, I'm emotionally exhausted. Just say, I'm not able to take on anything else right now. Just say out loud, friend, I have way too much stuff going on right now, and I need to figure out a different way of doing this. Just name it. Identifying what's actually happening just reduces that ridiculous shame spiral and labeling that we all do to ourselves, and it gives us just a little bit of direction. And then just do one practical and simple thing for yourself, and that is just to take one step back. Like, shrink your emotional output for 24 hours, right? When someone wants you to get involved in something, be like, yeah, I can't. I just can't do this today. I gotta deal with this later. Or we could talk about this later. I just don't have the capacity for it today, right? Maybe respond with fewer words. I know I get wrapped up in my kids have something to say, and boy, do I have something to say about it, but do they need to hear it? Probably not. It's more about me. So when I am reached capacity, I remember, like, you don't need to say so many words, friend, right? Name it, and then let other people solve their own discomfort. Give yourself permission to just be a little bit less available so that you can reset your own nervous system, your own brain. This will really help you come back to a state where you're in your feet and you're grounded and you're like, okay, these are the things that I really need to do for myself. Here's how I'm going to make that happen. I just want to reassure you today that emotional exhaustion, if you have that going on, or if you know what the heck I'm talking about, it's not a flaw. It's not your inability to handle life. It is literally a signal from your brain and your body. It means you have been attuned, taken care of, focused on everyone around you for way too long, in your home, in your relationships, at work, in your community, wherever. You haven't been focused on yourself enough. And when you pull back just a tiniest little bit, I promise you some of your energy will return. Your ability to be present in your life, it will return, and you'll start to feel like yourself again. And you'll know what you want and you'll know what you need to do to feel great. I hope for you that feels possible. If you need help understanding where emotional exhaustion is coming from in your life, and you want to get a really clear plan to start to do some repair work, just book a coaching session with me. You don't need to do a consultation. You can book at takeouttherapy.com, and I'll create for you a really action-oriented and focused space for you to get the support you need, but more importantly, to reset in the way that you would like to reset. Those are the skills that I can offer. Regardless, hopefully today, I helped you understand how emotional exhaustion happens so slowly and quietly. It's a little bit of a creeper in life. And when we're able to name what's going on, it really reduces this whole shame spiral of thinking we're not handling things good enough. And it will give you clarity on what it is you need to do to pivot. Shrinking your emotional output will absolutely help restore your capacity for the rest of the bananas life you probably have going on over there. Don't worry, we'll work it all out in time. I hope this was helpful. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. Will you do me a favor? Follow the podcast and do a quick positive review if you like what I have going on here so that more people can find this kind of help. That's how it works in the podcast world. And in return, I'd love to give you a free class to help you stop overthinking. In 20 minutes flat, I'll teach you exactly what you need to do to train your brain to knock it off. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You can grab that class at takeouttherapy.com. And just remember, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, always get the level of support that you need for your situation. Visit takeouttherapy.com to find out how to work with me and stay in the loop. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend. If something in this episode hit home for you, that's your starting point. Because insight is really helpful, but real change comes from what you do next. The Takeout Therapy app is where you can take what you're learning here and actually practice it in your real life. Short tools, simple steps, support you can come back to every single day. You want me in your pocket? If you're ready to feel more steady and less overwhelmed, click the link in the show notes. One click and you're in. I'll see you inside.